The limit is known as the system-wide offer cap. It's essentially the maximum price tag a power generator can put on electricity it's selling to the statewide grid. On a normal day, offers are nowhere near the cap. But last Wednesday was not a normal day.
That day was very unusual for a number of reasons.
Chris Brewster is an Austin attorney who specializes in electric utilities. He also serves on an advisory committee for the state's grid operator, ERCOT. Brewster says the cap is supposed to be a barrier, a wall, to protect consumers from absurdly high prices.
I view the caps as important safeguards in ERCOT's wholesale market. Although the caps are very high, they do prevent prices from going very much higher under most circumstances.
One thing is for sure, if more than 80 power plants had gone offline just 2 days earlier, setting the stage for an energy emergency, there would have been a lot less money to be made. 2 weeks earlier, even less. Tom Smitty Smith directs the Texas Office of Public Citizen, a consumer watchdog group.
The cap was raised on February 1st from $2,250 to $3,000 a megawatt hour.
February 1st. That's the day before the rolling outages. Now, try to follow me here. Back in 2006, the state passed a rule gradually relaxing the system-wide offer cap from $1,500 in 2007 to $2,250 in 2008. From December 2010 to January 15th of this year, there was a temporary cap of $180. On January 15th, the cap went back to $2,250. Then, at midnight on Tuesday, February 1st, the cap rose to $3,000. Around 5 a.m. Wednesday, 29 hours later, prices approached that $3,000 cap. With a few brief retreats, they stayed at or near the cap for the next 6 hours. Again, attorney Chris Brewster.
I do find it curious that very soon after the cap was increased, we hit it for really a very remarkable stretch of time.
State lawmakers also find the situation curious, as does the Public Utility Commission of Texas. Both the legislature and the PUC have ordered investigations into why so many power plants failed in the first place. Terry Hadley is a spokesman for the PUC.
As part of the investigation into the cause of the generation outages, there'll be a review of the pricing and how that played out.
Look for hearings to begin at the Capitol next week. Matt Largy, KUT News.